It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is time again for our weekly outdoor show. You know, we have been doing this now for over 6 years right here on KETR, and it's as much fun today for me as the day I started. We do cover the gamut on topics. We talk about everything from catching crappie to shooting quail, and guess what we're going to talk about today? We're going to go down to Gilmer down in East Texas to Burke's Quail Run. Mr. Kenneth Burke is standing by. He runs and owns Burke's Quail Run. It's an awesome place to hunt upland birds. And all of you younger folks maybe that have never shot quail or chucker or pheasant behind a good pointer or setter, I want you to really listen up, because I bet you might find a new endeavor in today's show that you really enjoy. Kenneth, I want to thank you for being here, and we look forward to maybe you introducing some new people to quail hunting today.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and man, it's an awesome sport. Nothing like watching a bird dog go across the field and point a covey of quail.
That, no truer statement have I ever heard. That's just that and fall and the cooler weather and everything. People like you and I that's in our mid-60s, I think you are, and I know I am. You know, we can look back on days in East Texas when I grew up in Red River County, you know, and gosh, back in the 60s, 70s, quail started fizzling out in the 80s, you know, up in there. But I can remember some awesome quail hunts back in, even in East Texas back in those days. But by and large, Kenneth, those days are gone. I mean, it's just a fact. Now, quail numbers have rebounded out in West Texas and down in South Texas. Wild quail are in parts of Northwest Texas, it's good. But East Texas, I mean, I'm not saying there are no wild quail in East Texas, but it'd be hard to find a covey in most places,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
I'd hate to know. I had to go out and get one this morning.
Yeah. But enter a good quality shooting preserve like Quail Run, like your place. I've talked, you know, I know what you've got down there. These birds that the people hunt, you don't have to hope you find them. They're there. But they're raised in flight pens where from birth. I mean, they have a chance to fly every day and get their wings worked, you know, to get strengthened up. So they're actually about as close to, in my opinion, as close to hunting a wild quail as you can get. The good news is, you know, you got plenty of them, and a newcomer or even a veteran like me or you, right there hunting quail with you, you're going to get plenty of shooting, aren't you?
Yeah, Luke, as you know, I've hunted quail all my life, and what we've strived to do is to have these birds as close to a wild quail as you can get. I have people ask me, are they like wild quail? And I say, no, if they were, I'd be rich. But they're as close as you can get, and the good thing about it is, you know, you're going to find them.
That's true. Yeah.
You're going to have a good time and do a lot of shooting.
That's it, Kenneth. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, it's been probably, looking back, it's probably been, gosh, I don't know, it's been years since I've shot a wild quail. I mean, by wild, I'm talking about go out in West Texas and walk about 40 miles a day behind some dogs, you know.
That's a young man's sport out there.
I might hold up to one morning of it, but I bet I'd be taking a nap. It is. But I've hunted preserves, good preserves like your preserves like yours, and man, it's people that have never hunted quail, and I say quail, you also offer pheasant hunting and chuckers up there too. Those are upland birds that a pointing dog or setter will get. You know, a person that's never hunted them, I'll be quite frank with you, I don't hit every one of them on even shooting singles. I mean, I don't. I've never was a great shot anyway. But people that have never hunted quail, it's you know, you still got to be a wing shot, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's like a a deal I saw on the internet. It says, I don't miss a quail very often, but when I do, I miss him three times.
Yeah, exactly. I've done that before. Well, the thing about a covey rise especially, and I guess every novice and some of us old birds have a tendency to do this, you can't shoot that whole covey. A famous writer, Robert Rourke, that used to write about, I've read every book that Rourke has ever written, but he used to write about the old man that taught him to quail hunt up in the Carolinas. And Rourke would say, his old man, his grandfather would tell him, say, you can't kill that whole covey. He said, you got to pick out one bird and kill them one at a time. And that's a pretty true statement, isn't it?
That's right. The problem with some people is they think you got to shoot in amongst them. But you can't do that. You pick out one bird and stay with him till he hits the ground, and then try to get you another one if you're quick enough.
That's true. Well, the quail hunting, I want to try to paint a real good picture of what it's like coming down there to your place, Kenneth. It's if you're looking for I think this is a true statement, a swanky lodge and you know, pheasant under glass and all that, that's not Burke's Quail Run. I think Burke's Quail Run could be described as a blue-collar place to come and have fun. It's an affordable place. It's going to cost a little money to do that, but I'm going to tell you something else. Costs a little money to drive out to West Texas and have a lease and keep bird dogs up. A lot more than that.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, we're just country people. It's a family-run operation. We're here to try to make people have a good time and take memories back with them. And there's nothing we enjoy more than young people coming out. We love to have the youth come out and hunt with their father or mother. And speaking of mothers, I tell you, women can shoot. We have a lot of women come out, and most of the time, they're going to outshoot your husband. I don't know why, but it's just a fact of nature.
Yep, I think I know why. I'm a bow hunter. I've been on the dart and archery pro staff a long time. I hunt with a bow a lot, but as a rider, I hunt with everything. But in competition, lady archers, they don't come in with any kind of preconceived, hate to say the word, macho is the word, ideas that they're the biggest and they're the best. They listen, you know, and they try to apply what they learn to what they're doing. And that's exactly why I think ladies they're usually, like you say, wing shots. They're awesome wing shots, but not only that, shooting a bow too. They don't. They're not trying to beat anybody. They're just trying to learn what they need to know to succeed. That's what I think, Kenneth.
You may very well be right. I just know when they come over their hill and their husband's looking down at the ground kicking dirt, she's done put it on him one more time.
That's funny, but I've seen it happen, and you have too. Well, let's talk about a normal hunt at Burke's Quail Run, and people from all over East Texas, anywhere can come there, of course, and they do come. But Gilmer, right off of Interstate 20, not far off, you know, short run, not for most of us. You get there for, I know you're very flexible, you've told me that, but if they want to have some a meal or eat fajitas, I say on their website, the Mexican lady that's such a good cook there making those fajitas, they can schedule that in too, right?
Yeah, they can schedule a meal. I've got a deer camp down there. It's not a lodge. It's a deer camp. We have, you know, all the necessities, but it's just a deer camp. People spend the night, especially if you drive a distance. We have different setups where you spend the weekend just to, you know, whatever you want to do, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, that fajita meal in the wok, that looked pretty good. And a lot of people do. They tie in a morning hunt with a come in for lunch or whatever. Or if they wanted to, like you say, they could plan to spend the night in the camp down there, which I think would be a whole lot of fun. Or they could just drive, if they're within a couple of 3 hours drive, just get up in the morning and come down there. And the hunts, usually, you told me they're not scheduled any set time, but I imagine, you know, you follow a dog around 3 hours or so, you know, you might think you want to do it eight, but three and a half hours, that's a pretty good hunt, really, Kenneth, you know?
Yeah, and one thing we do that most people don't, we don't have a time limit on our hunt. When you come down here, the day is yours. Someplace, you know, you go, they got 4 hours, and they blow a whistle, and you clear the field. But when you come down here, the day is yours. We're going to take our time, enjoy ourselves, take breaks. And I rushed all my life. I don't want to rush here while we're doing this.
I understand
that. I don't think the people do either.
I understand it fully, Kenneth, and I'm of the same mindset. Folks, we're going to, just for your information, you know, KETR.org, of course, is our radio website. Shows that I've done for 5 years ago are still archived there. You just go to KETR.org and then look for local programs. I think it's under local programs, and you'll see Luke Clayton's Outdoors. Click on that. We're going to post a picture of a recent hunt on this week's website. You'll be able to see it later today, I'm sure. And then also a link. We're going to have a direct link, like always. We try to tie people in, not just to what I get to do, but my goal is to find things that you can do also. So just remember, KETR.org, you'll have a link to Burke's Quail Run right there. And you can also listen to the audio on these shows, folks, for a long, long. There are shows for 5 years ago that you can still go online and listen to. And I do that just to kind of rekindle some old friendships. But, you know, Kenneth Pheasant, let's shift gears. I hunt up in northern Kansas, about 15 miles from Nebraska. Me and another old boy have some deer hunts up there, archery deer hunts. A lot of the pheasant, okay, you go to South Dakota even, which is known for lots and lots of pheasant. You know, a lot of those pheasants are pen-raised birds. They are, I don't know about the flight condition, but many of them, there's still plenty of wild birds, don't misunderstand me. But a lot of them are supplemented, aren't they, Kenneth, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're required to supplement the fields as the wild birds are harvested in, and also before season. I found out about this because I get my birds from up there when they're chicks, and I asked the guy, how can you raise birds in the bird capital of the world? And he said, well, that's the reason we're the bird capital of the world, because, you know, they supplement their birds, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing, nope.
They fly good, you have a good time. But you can come here and do the same thing and not have to drive near as far and stay a whole lot warmer.
You better believe it, and that's what I'm a big proponent of. Well, Kenneth, we are just about out of time, and I want to make sure that everybody, well, the website, KETR.org, Burke's Quail Run will be tied in right there later today, probably right now as you're listening. But that's how you go there, Burke's Quail Run, B-U-R-K-S, quailrun.com. Kenneth, how about leaving a number for people that might want to give you a buzz and you know, talk some quail or pheasant or chucker hunting with you?
Okay, the number is 903-790-5907.
Okay, Kenneth,
just call anytime. I always have my phone with me.
All right, sir. Thank you a lot. And, folks, we are going to shut our show down today. Remember the website. I think that's you may not get up early enough to listen, but you can always listen there at KETR.org. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at KETR.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.